This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized a booster dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for those 65 and older and some high-risk Americans, paving the way for a quick rollout of the shots. A U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisory panel could vote on Thursday on the use of a third shot of the vaccine, an agency official said at a public meeting of the panel on Wednesday. President Joe Biden announced in August the government's intention to roll out booster shots for people 16 and older this week, pending approval by the FDA and CDC. Advisors to the FDA voted on Friday to recommend COVID-19 vaccine booster shots for Americans age 65 and older and those at high risk of severe illness, after overwhelmingly rejecting a call for broader approval. President Biden says the United States is boosting its donation of COVID-19 vaccine doses to the world. At a virtual meeting, the president said the U.S. is doubling its buy of Pfizer vaccine doses to 1 billion for sharing with the world. Other well-off nations should follow suit. Wealthy nations have been sharply criticized over the inequity of dose distribution. Even the stepped-up U.S. commitment is just a fraction of what's needed to meet a goal of vaccinating 70% of the world population by this time next year. And one day after taking the job, Florida's newly appointed Surgeon General has signed new coronavirus rules app. Dr. Joseph Lopatos, new rules allow parents to decide whether their children should quarantine or stay in school after they're being exposed to someone who has tested positive for the virus. Via remote, this is VOA News. France will send its ambassador back to Washington next week after French President Emmanuel Macron and President Biden agreed in a phone call Wednesday to meet next month over the submarine dispute. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden acknowledged French complaints about the submarine deal with Australia in an unprecedented move. France recalled its ambassador to the United States and Australia after the U.S., Australia, and Britain announced a new Indo-Pacific defense deal last week. As part of the pact known as AUKUS, Australia would cancel a multi-billion-dollar contract with France to buy conventional submarines and instead buy nuclear-powered vessels from the United States. Well, the United States is wrapping up its Haitian migrant deportation flights Wednesday from the state of Texas, even as thousands of other Haitians are being allowed here in the U.S. on the promise to appear at an immigration office within 60 days. 7 deportation flights are set for Thursday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the U.S. is deporting Haitians to their homeland under a health code provision, citing the coronavirus pandemic as a reason to clear the border as quickly as possible. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, a staunch critic of Biden's administration and its handling of migrants at the border, ordered state workers to line up dozens of state-owned cars in a side-by-side so-called steel wall to try to keep migrants from surging past overwhelmed U.S. border agents into Texas. Abbott estimated 8,600 migrants remain at the Del Rio International Bridge, down from an estimated 14,000 in camp there last weekend. Well, lava is continuing to move through La Palma, one of the Spanish Canary Islands, as residents fled following Sunday's volcanic eruption. More than 6,800 people have been evacuated from the island, one of the archipelagos smaller and least populated since Sunday. The Associated Press reported that lava has engulfed and destroyed 320 buildings so far. No fatalities or injuries have been reported. Authorities say the eruption would likely continue for several days. Given the uncertainty about which direction the lava will flow, people with mobility issues have been evacuated from several coastal towns. Meantime, airspaces around the Canaries remain open. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.